Talking with Bill Leverty, guitarist, main man from Firehouse. You guys are going to be performing Labor Day Live, Labor Day weekend at the Casablanca Resort in Mesquite. It's going to be poolside. Bill, are you comfortable performing with a whole bunch of people in their bathing suits watching you?
Well, I'm actually going to be wearing a hula skirt doing a jello wrestling with a couple of winners. Did I get you on that one?
Yeah, I was. I was not expecting that.
No, it's all good, man. We're just gonna, if it's real hot, and I doubt it'll be humid, but we'll be dressed appropriately, and we're just gonna rock and roll, man. We're gonna have a great time.
Excellent. We absolutely cannot wait. So let's go back in time a little bit to when you guys started Firehouse. Did you have any inclination or ever imagine that by 2026 you'd still be rocking out, still be packing venues, and still just, you know, being rock stars in a rock band?
Well, you know, we dreamed that, but we didn't know that those dreams would come true, but thank goodness they have. You know, we just wanted to get a record deal and to get a record out and to get in the race. And we did, and then we were able to have a couple of songs that people liked, and then we had a couple of more songs that people liked. So we were able to just keep the train rolling down the tracks, and it's been a dream come true, really. I mean, to be able to still go for this long, we're really, really lucky people, and we owe it all to the fans.
Let's shine the spotlight on you during the show and ask you a particular song or a particular solo of a particular song that you're most proud of, that you love to play.
Man, I'm really fond of all the ones that we do, and I know that's a kind of a cop-out of an answer, but every one of them is challenging to me, and every one of them is exciting. I would say that our newest song, we got two new songs that we put out lately. One's called Mighty Fine Lady, and the other one's called Midnight Gasoline. Wrote them and produced them, I told everybody in the band, bring all your favorite and latest licks, and let's put them in these songs. And so that's what we did. But going back to the old stuff, I'd say, you know, Love of a Lifetime, Don't Treat Me Bad, All She Wrote, Shake and Tumble, I'd say are all ones I look forward to a lot. But Reach for the Sky is one that is a challenging and fun song to do because it's got a little bit of everything, vocal harmonies and a lot of cool, you know, fun guitar plates, guitar riffs and licks that I can put in there. So I kind of like that one too. I just have such a great time, you know, playing all of it. I get to play music.
So let's dive into something you said about you guys have two new songs that are out, and you said, you know, bring what you got and we'll put it together. So when you're writing a new song, does it start with a melody? Does it start with a lyric? Does it start with a riff, or does it start with all of that?
Both of those started with a riff. The first one, you know, Nate said, hey, man, send me a riff so I can come up with something. So I said, okay, and I sent him this riff I've been working on, and he had the whole verse pretty much written in the next day. And so that's how that one worked. The other one was a little bit different. It was more, I've had pretty much most of it kind of figured out, but I didn't know what the title was. I had the melodies, and I had the, you know, some other ideas. And then Nate, I said, man, we need a title for this one. And Nate said, Midnight Gasoline. And I was like, that's perfect.
Yeah.
So Midnight Gasoline is about, a couple that's driving across the country. And when you've driven 500 miles, you start to get tired. But she puts her hand on your shoulder, and that gives you that extra 500 miles of energy to go further. So
that gives you that midnight gasoline.
That's it, man.
Hey, people want to check out the new songs. What's a good place to go?
Firehousemusic.com. You can own it, and then if you want to, stream it, it's on all the streaming platforms. And I'm happy to send a copy to you if you'd like it.
Heck yeah, we'll throw it on. We'll throw it on the radio a few times before the big show coming up. We're talking Labor Day Live. Bill Leverty, Firehouse, going to be poolside, Casablanca Resort in Mesquite. Tickets and details, casablanca.playmesquite.com. And how about you? When you go on, before you go on stage, Is there a ritual? Is there a beverage? Is there something you do every time before you go hit the stage?
The main thing I want to do is warm up my fingers. So I try to play for at least 30 minutes before. I prefer an hour, but I don't always get an hour. And I try to sing some scales. Hallelujah. Kind of up and down the scales of that. And then just hang out with the guys and tell jokes. We try to get in a good mood and get happy and get, you know, thinking about the show instead of thinking about all the other things going on in life and laugh. That really, I feel like when we go on in a good, happy, fun mood, it really helps to get the show started.
All right. So when you were growing up and you were getting into playing and becoming a musician, who's somebody that you really admired or somebody that inspired you to do what you're doing today?
Eddie Van Halen was the biggest one, for sure. But before that, I was listening to music that could be, because shortly before he came out in 78, I was playing for a couple of years before that. But before that, I was listening to music not as a guitarist, but just as a listener, because I hadn't started playing yet. Stevie Wonder was one of my biggest influences.
Wow, awesome.
Early days. Yeah, his Inner Visions album was a huge one. And Lynyrd Skynyrd, that Second Helping album, was a real big one for me. And then I saw Ted Nugent live, and I went, I want to play guitar. And I saw Kiss live back then, and I said, I want to play in concerts and do that kind of stuff. And then Eddie Van Halen came out, and that was all she wrote, as they say.
That's awesome.
I reinvented the electric guitar and made every guitar sound like it had so much power and energy and fun, and I just couldn't wait to learn how to do that.
Excellent. All right, we can't wait to see you Labor Day Live. Again, Labor Day weekend, you're going to be poolside with Mike Tramp and the guys from White Lion. Tickets available, casablanca.playmesquite.com. And you know what? Don't treat me bad, okay, my guy?
I won't, for sure. I won't treat you badly.
There you go.
Could you imagine if it was "don't treat me badly"?
By the way, I love the video for that song. I don't know. It's just, to me, it encapsulates that time. And it's just like, you guys are just playing guitars around cars on fire with hot women all over the place. Come on, let's go.
Well, thanks, man. We got lucky with that one. We did an earlier version of that song, video-wise, with a really small budget. And then the song got into the top 20, and the record company was a little embarrassed, and they said, "We want you guys to shoot another video for this song with more production." So yeah, they blew up some stuff and had that, the chick walking around and everything, and then we shot "Love of a Lifetime" the next day. So that's the story behind that.
Core high school memories for me. So
right on.
I'm looking forward to the show. All right, Bill, you have a great time, and we'll see you Labor Day Live at Casablanca and Mesquite.
Thanks, brother. See you there.
Thank you.
Bathing suits.